Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon with Sean White, and this half hour will feature some more great Sean White selected songs. Coming up, Mary Wells,
Martha Reeves and the Vandellas,
Boys to Men.
We've got Mary Jane Girls,
Rick James,
The Miracles,
Jazz Band,
and Marvelettes.
And now let's start off with a number one song from 1964, My Guy with Mary Wells, right here on Motown Memories with Sean White and Tom.
I'm on the World Wide Web at MotownMemories.com. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Yo, fellas, y'all ready to do this?
Yeah, yo, what's up, guys?
Yeah.
What's up,
man?
Boys, I'm in effect. Yeah, and it's about time.
Yo, let's rip this up.
Boys, the man. Boys, the man. Boys, the man.
One day back in Philly, four guys wanted to sing. They came up to me, I said, but what's your name?
Boys the Men.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? And then I said, all right, fellas, well, let me see what you can do. And then a smile when they won you said, yo, Mike, check this out. See if this one moves.
Motown Philly by Boyz II Men. That was their first top 40 song, and that reached number 3 from 1991. And before that,
Martha Reeves and the Vandellas reached number 10 back in 1967, and we heard Jimmy Mack.
And we started off with a number 1 by Mary Wells, My God. Well, we're listening this half hour to some great Motown songs, all selected by Sean White.
Absolutely.
And Sean, what made you select these songs from the hundreds of songs that you could have selected? What was it about these songs that you really liked?
Well, A, it had to be a song I knew or that I've heard before. And as long as the song I heard before and I go, hey, I like that one, then there you go. And so, and there were some other ones in that, but these are the ones that made the cut.
Yes. Now, Sean gave me a bigger list, but the show would have ran 90 minutes. And
right.
Played. See, Sean kind of is biased to the 1980s. And as you may know, songs in the 60s were like 2.5 minutes on average. Songs in the 70s were 3.5 minutes on average. And songs in the 80s were 4.5 minutes on average. Did you know that, Sean?
I knew they got longer, but I did not know the average time.
Yes, the average time per decade. I've done excruciating research into this.
Oh, so, I bet you have.
So that's how I know. And I bet I've done as much research into that than you did on selecting these Motown songs.
Oh, you bet.
Well, coming up, a song that you may not think about when you think of Motown. Well, you have the Mary Jane Girls, and it's a one-hit wonder. Now, what made you select In My House?
I liked the song when it came out.
All right.
And you know, I did not know it was a Motown song.
Yes.
I didn't know until I was doing research on Motown music, and that one popped up. I'm like, oh, wow, I didn't know that.
Well, this is just for you right here on Motown Memories.
Son, you're growing up now. Pretty soon you'll take a bride. And then she said, just because you become a young man now, there's still some things that you don't understand now. Before you ask some girl for a hand now, keep your freedom for as long as you can now. My mama told me, you better shop around. Oh yeah, you better shop around. Shop around, shop, oh, shop, yeah, around. You better shop around,
shop,
That was The Miracles with Shop Around, a number two song in their first top 40 song, headed by Smokey Robinson, and that reached number two in 1960. And before that,
Rick James and Super Freak reached number 16 back in 81.
That's a cool song.
Yes.
I really like that song. Too bad Rick James is no longer with us. His life after the 80s went downhill with drugs and crime and all that, but he's best remembered by that one song, Super Freak. And before that, we heard Mary Jane Girls with In My House, a number seven song from 1985. You're listening to Motown Memories, and in this special edition of Motown Memories, we're coming to you once again from the studios of The Point. And accompanying me is Sean White, and I finally got a good microphone to talk on.
Yes, he complained last time that his microphone wasn't good enough. He was like, "You sound a lot better than me." Well, while that's natural, he needed some assistance.
Well, you know, I have this funky Boston accent, so I need all the help I could get. Too bad you couldn't slow down my speech pattern a little bit and buff it up a little bit so I'd sound like...
Cool edit can only do so much, Tom.
Now, I probably should let our wonderful audience know that when I record the show Motown Memories, I don't use a computer. It's old school, recorded on a CD.
That's right.
So I'm looking at all the software that Sean has right now, and I see my speech pattern up on the screen. I see all this kind of funny stuff. I see me pegging the needle.
Right.
And it's all editable, so it's cool. So all the mistakes that Sean has made up until now, you never heard them.
That's right.
You know, we've actually been recording this show now for about 2 hours, but we got about 8 minutes of good material.
That's
out of
it. It takes about 2.5 hours to put together a 65-minute show.
Yes, well, that's not really. This is you're getting the raw broadcast here. No script, no anything.
That's true.
And by the way, if you have any questions or comments about this show particularly, if they're good, send them to me at TomFallonMotownMemories@yahoo.com. And if they're really bad, send them to request@kqcx.com.
Yeah,
so I'll take the good ones and Sean can take the bad ones.
How's that?
Well, let's continue now in Motown Memories with another Sean White selected tune, this one by the Dazz Band, Let It Whip, right here on Motown Memories.
I want to see you whip the show. Let it rip.
Songs. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
That was Please Mr. Postman by the Marvelettes, a number one tune and the first number one song ever done on the Motown label. Number one in 1961. Wow. See that? No script here. This is all
that's
off the top
right.
of my head.
That's right. Very proud.
And Sean, what did we hear before that?
Daz Band and Let It Whip reached number five back in 1982.
Let's see. Super Freak, Let It Whip.
Mr. Postman.
I see a theme here, which I probably
in
don't want
to... house.
I don't want to get into it anymore. Well, fortunately, this show is coming to an end, and it's been a great hour. You know how quickly this hour has gone? It's hard to believe it's been an hour that we've been recording this.
Right. I know.
The time flew by. It looks like it was only about 12 minutes or so since we started this. It's amazing how that works.
Amazing thing.
Well, it's time to drown our sorrows in a little bit of margaritas. So until next time, this is Tom Fallon with
Sean White.
Goodbye for now.